Welcome, guys, to another episode.
Sorry, we're gyro from now.
Where are we from this?
I mean, yes. So, we can't do a thing. Welcome to another episode of the Design Junkies podcast. And today we'll be discussing about boundaries at work. So how you go about setting boundaries, be it you are working remotely, you are doing side projects, whatever you are working on, how do you set boundaries? Let people know that this is your space and you need to have that your privacy or whatever you want to call it. So basically we'll be talking about that and see how everyone has a way of setting their boundaries at work. So, Reagan?
We'll just look at the importance of setting boundaries at work and the negative consequences of not setting those boundaries. So, I'll pass the mic to Henson to start. Why do you think it's important to set boundaries at work? I mean, whether remote or office work.
Generally, right, we look at work-life balance. We talk about work-life balance and this is one of the things that you have to consider when it comes to that. So I remember when I was in the mining sector, that was one challenge I was actually facing there. That was setting boundaries because you could be at home and you get called at work party for candy there. And sometimes you might be in the middle of something and you have to stop it. So setting boundaries also helps because let's say you are working remotely, a design role or anything. If you have your boundary set, you know, okay, you are supposed to work for 8 hours, and after 8 hours, whatever the time is up to you, it's your personal time. So you are the one in charge of that particular time. So if there's anything they need you to do within those hours, they need to confirm from you. And it shouldn't be like only choice, brabe. That's actually like unhealthy. So if you find yourself in a workspace where you are constantly being told to work within those hours, I mean your time outside work, which we can call overtime, if they are paying for that, fine. But I mean they should still confirm from you if you are okay to work within those time. And you know that sometimes too, your work goes beyond those hours and you have to sacrifice those extra hours to get the work done. It's different. But then if they make it feel like only choice or you have to, like it's a must, you have to work, then definitely there's something wrong there. Because that means they don't respect, one, your personal space, and also you as an individual too, they know they pet you too. So setting boundaries really they work. And I think from the get-go, when you are going into a company, these are some of the things you need to look out for. Let them know your boundaries and how they can work with you. It's not always one-sided where they have to check on how you have to work with them. More like normal check requirements, not sure say you are best fit for them. It shouldn't be always like that. They go sideways. So you have to also check if they also work with you. Like they also work in terms of you to how you don't want to make your work life day. Like if then they fit in that space, then yes. So yeah, basically that'd be my take on setting boundaries at work.
Thank you very much. So like I was saying, personally, I've had this experience before from my previous full-time role. I think Hinson and Samuel, I think I told you guys this back then. We didn't have Michael. They were... I was required to work on the weekend. I was required to work more than 8 hours and all that. And I realized the mistake I did was I didn't set the boundaries from the beginning because now it became a normal thing. And even communicating that I have to be paid for that extra weekend or maybe hour I was working became a problem. So it is also so important to set boundaries at work. Samuel, anything you want to touch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this thing there, I take it my ass out. So, yeah. That just like you said, right? So that was also something that I failed to do in my previous role, right? So when I joined there, I mean, I was overly enthusiastic. I wanted to do the work. Oh, Charlie, I wanted to do this. I could do that. And oh, you know, newbie, I'm a fresh for there. So I was doing work at night in the office. So we used to go to the office, right? I could stay like after work hours, stay late into the night, like 8 p.m. before I leave the office. And then my manager was around that time, so I mean he saw it, right? And I don't know, maybe that was, I came to realize that was the culture. Like, they tend to reward those things, people who stay and work when they are not necessarily supposed to work, to like during non-work hours, they tend to appreciate those things a lot. So yeah, I used to do that. I used to work on weekends and stuff. There was a time where we were working on this project, like we're revamping the entire website. I'm sure you guys know, I'm not going to mention the company's name, but I'm sure you guys know, we're revamping the entire website for the company, not just the landing pages, but including the e-commerce side and everything, like basically the everything on that domain, that companies.com domain, right? And I was in charge of that project. So it was a huge project for just one person to be handling. So I used to put in the work weekends, like Saturdays, Sundays. I legit have to go to the office. Well, not have to. Looking back, I went to the office on weekends when sometimes I'd go there and the cleaners would be cleaning the office and things, and I'd just be sitting down doing the work, putting in and just be sending out to the PM and the people in charge of that project, like the stakeholders. And then I set that precedence. I think that was my mistake. I kind of set that precedence in their minds that, oh, some day, weekend self, you'll be available. Night self, some be available. Right? So, if anything, you can just reach out to some. So, I'll be there sometimes 8 p.m. Then they'll call me. One of the stakeholders will call me, just talking, like, having conversation. This is what we have to do, blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah. So, that was my mistake. So, at the point where I got tired, like, I got burnt out, I couldn't, like, my mental health was just fucked up. I couldn't do anything anymore. Right? And I just decided to just take a break, slow down from that side, and just stick strictly to the times I'm being paid for, like the working hours, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, no holidays. And then that was when it started becoming a problem. I was like, yo, no, it doesn't make any sense why me deciding to do work within the hours that I'm actually being paid for just to take off myself, why you guys are having an issue with it. It became like, started having issues and all that. So yeah, that was the mistake I did on that side, not setting the boundaries initially. At that point, I didn't really know that thing. I think that's why it helps to experience some things so you become a better person. When I left and joined the new company, that was one of the first things I did. Communicate clearly that if you want to reach out to me after a certain period, me, I'm not going to tolerate that. And I said that very clearly. So everybody, I mean, doesn't mean if you need something, like if the company needs something, or even like my CTO or someone needs something, they can't reach out to me. They can reach out to me. But because I set that precedence, they don't abuse it. Unlike where I used to be previously, where even in the case of a holiday, where they call you and you don't pick up, then your manager, it becomes an issue. That was the mistake I did. And so that was one of the things I tried to change when I joined the new company. Set that precedence that this is how I work. This is what you can do. This is when you can call me. This is when you can't call me. Right? So in the case where they try to do that, they first of all begin by saying, sorry, oh Charlie, I'm sorry for calling you at this time, but let's do this. It sets that thing in your mind that you only have to call you whenever it's an emergency. So yeah, I'm sure as we go along, I have a lot more to share, but yeah.
Very, very true, Charlie. Michael.
So I think for me, right, in the beginning, I didn't really have any boundaries, but then it took me getting to a point where I got burnt out, and then I actually had to start making a conscious effort. So I think when we came back this year, I started talking about the fact that if you're trying to reach out to me after certain hours, you won't reach me. And also, Charlie, shout out to Apple. Thank God for focus modes, right? What I do is that when I leave work and I come back home, I just put my phone on a focus mode. I have like this focus mode on my phone alone. And then when it's there, I don't allow calls from anyone at all. No multiple calls, nothing will come through, right? So there are times when I can pick up my phone and I have like 6 missed calls. Ebab, like, you're not going to reach me because it won't even show up, Ebab. So yeah, just like me being very intentional about the fact that, okay, when I didn't have any boundaries, this is what happened, right? So now I'm trying to put in like things in place to actually keep me sane and then be able to do the work that I need to do. Because at the end of the day, if like I don't have any boundaries, right, and I get to a point where maybe like after every couple of months I'm experiencing burnout and it affects my work, guess what they will do?
Find a new person.
Exactly. Probably when did this thing come, they will talk to Charlie, how far now, like, you know, they put in the work, so what's up? Will the current new person come? Go out. But then they might actually, you know, go like think about the facts, say, okay, cool, EB, XYZ that's actually led to this point. You understand? So yeah, just putting things in place and learning from my own experience, just like what Sam said.
I think most of the mistakes starts from the start. If you don't set the boundaries from the beginning, it'll become difficult to set it later on, right? Now, I think we've said everything together, the importance and the negative consequences of not setting the boundaries. Now, what are some of the boundaries to set? I think we have diverse people here. Michael, you're working in an office, right? So we'll look at some of the boundaries he says in your office, please. Then we'll look at the remote ones.
Okay, so when it comes to like being in the office, I try my best not to have like any boundaries. But then maybe if I am working in it, I just want to be in one space to work. Either I put in my AirPods or I leave the office and go and sit outside and then try to do some work in there. But after five, buying no work. And then no work on the weekends too, right? Because there are times where you try to reach me. Sometimes I can see notification, but then I am making the conscious effort not to respond. There are times where maybe you can call me if I see that I've received a call from work, but then I don't answer. And then after some time, there's no follow-up text message. I just don't even bother because then it just tells me that that thing is actually not even important in the first place. You understand? Because if it was important, at least you maybe leave a message and then for me to know what it is about and we can continue from there. I also try not to have notifications even enabled on my phone as well. So if I pick my phone, I don't have any work app on my phone. Right? It's only maybe when like there's a work group chat on WhatsApp or something. And then that one day, I don't really have a lot of control over that. But apart from that, yeah.
Jeffrey, in terms of remote work, what are some of the boundaries you set to avoid any problems?
With mine, it's easy because they understand the boundaries. They understand why it's important to have like the work-life balance in check. If you are working within the hours you are not supposed to, they let you know that you'll go bed. Like, shun the work, then go bed. So I think with that, it helps me because I know the hours I'm supposed to work within. So within those hours, I try to put out the best so that I'll not be working within hours that I'm not supposed to. And yeah, so me there for where I'm currently working at, I don't really have that issues. But for side projects that I work on that normally, then they come with this. If they call me within a reasonable hours, I no go pick. Like, I no go try pick, then explain, give you. You now, you call me 1-2, I no pick. I just not say I make busy. Sometimes you have to let them know it's like in that regards where they call you within some unreasonable hours. I just know they pick. And sometimes with mine too, when they see me, I think recently when I went on the break, the getaway, like the resort thing, all the side projects I'm working on, they saw it. So they, and most of them too, I've worked with them before. So they saw that no, oh boy, they relax. So they no reach out until I came back, and then they reached out. So sometimes it's good if you said that, because me there, they not say if you call me within any hours where me I know they work, typically know they work weekends, for instance, I no go pick. Why they call me on weekends? Like, I no go pick. So those hours, they know they reach out to me only on weekdays, and the weekdays too, if it's in the evening too, yeah, I give you. So yeah, just me, that'd be how I go about them.
Sam, since you didn't take the year before.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, where I am now, it'd be chill. I don't experience those things anymore. So, like, it's my safeguards, my mental health and everything. So, I mean, where I am there, I become cry. I think it's partly due to the fact that I set the precedence early. But I think also, I mean, knowing the company, I think, yeah, it's even if I didn't, it will still be calm. Because, I mean, the place really become, but again, it's good to experience all these things, right? So I mean, when I joined this new one, and then they were speaking, having a conversation with the product team, right? It's the product team is just me, PM, and one other technical writer. So I mean, we're having a conversation to see how we can best work together and all that, and then there was a suggestion that maybe we should create like an iMessage group or WhatsApp group. Then no, I get PTSD. I'm like, yo, chill. I've seen this movie before. It starts from there. Then one day if they are finding you in Teams, then they are not seeing you in Teams, and they start messaging you on WhatsApp, iMessage. Me, my personal space, they can't worry me for their about work. And me too, I don't go mind you, right? And it was good because before we had that meeting, I had the conversation with the PM. Like, we sort of discussed the things we like, the things we don't like how we are common and all that, just to get to know him better. Because he came in after I came in. I was there before him. So it was just to make him feel comfortable and all that. So he sort of understood that me, I'm a very straightforward person. Like, it doesn't mean I'm disrespecting you or anything, but I like to speak my mind without any packaging. Just like Jeff was saying, right? So, I mean, that's him knowing that about me made him understand that, okay, it's not like I mean it in a wrong way or anything. But yeah, I just didn't want the situation where people will now be texting me on WhatsApp when there's Teams, right? Because I've seen this thing before. I've seen it too many times and I did not want that. So that was one thing I said. And so they all kind of got that. Yeah, if you need me, Teams, if I reply, Vim, if I don't, yeah, Vim. I mean, most of the times I'll reply once I see the message and it's not late night, I'll reply. And they've not messaged me late night too. So that's what I'm saying, it's calm. But because once they brought up that whole conversation, I stopped it there and then. So they know that, yo, Sam is not the guy. Don't try that with Sam. Yeah, it's good to set that precedence. So people know from the start that this is how you work, this is who you are. So they don't feel like, Sam, you've changed, Sam. You used to be like this. Because it was the same, similar thing I was told when I switched from working all practically every day of the week to setting the boundaries. I was like, Sam, but we used to call you every time. Then you were able to you were quick. Right. I said that precedence earlier. So that's what I think held me. But yeah, I mean, why I am there, become cry.
True. Me make a talk, my experience again. So the place that I did work before. So like I said, from the beginning, I don't set boundaries. So just like Sam was saying, you think, say, you did do something. They'll call you at this time, you're available, they'll call you at this time. Weekend, Saturday, Regan, can I do this? Oh yeah, sure. Then I get to that. But then after a period of time, I realized that naturally, this thing, they eat into my personal time. And I was getting tired, right? And when we started, that was the place I was the lead. When we started talking about it and all that, they thought we were actually wrong, complaining about the fact that we are working maybe after working hours. I remember one time they wanted me to reach out to one of my designers. He was in Nigeria. And then they reached out to me. They were like, can you get me this guy? It was around 8 p.m. Ghana time. And I was like, by now, it was 8:30. That means it would be 9:30, 10 is time. So probably the guy, they rest or something. So they were like, why? That was their question. Why? So I was like, sure, I'm coming. So I reached out to him and I couldn't get him. So I came back and I was like, I couldn't reach this guy. And it became a problem. And I was so hurt because I was like, how do you expect someone to be working at 9 p.m.? Right? I mean, this was a remote work, people in other countries. How do you expect someone to work at 9 p.m. and they're not available and it's a problem? And this problem started from the fact that some of us were delivering at odd hours and they felt like, you were doing it before, so why is it now a problem? You didn't understand. So it was a really big problem. So I remember my new role when I was getting the work. I told him that I didn't want that same situation, right? So yeah, currently it's come. I'm 4 hours ahead of them. And they don't even message me after 5 p.m. I remember there was some interviews they wanted to set after 5 p.m. They reached out to me, would I be able to join? If not, it's totally fine. And I remember times we join a meeting, let's say around 3:34. The founder will be like, Charlie, it's almost 5 p.m. against that. Let's wrap up so that it doesn't get into 5 or 5:30. And rather, some people actually encourage, those things, but then other places, Charlie, really bad. Really bad working on weekends. I remember one Sunday meeting, I'm not joined. Hey, Charlie, become problem. Say there was a Sunday meeting that I didn't join, and I was like, this is not part of working hours. This was us taking time off our weekends to, work on the company's stuff and all that, and became a problem. So setting boundaries is really, really be important from the beginning, because later on, if you are trying to put that in place, they think it is wrong. You don't understand. They think it is wrong. Now, just to get into the next one, how do you even communicate this, right? Okay, these people are making you work on weekends and all that. How do you communicate to them that, Charlie, this thing, you know, go help me. So do you, if you forget to do it from the beginning and maybe you started working with them for a while, how do you communicate that from the beginning to how do you communicate that, right? Hansen.
So I think sometimes you have to talk to them about it, okay? So let them know that there's what I mean, you go soft, right? Where you try and come to an understanding that, oh, okay, this be how we they want rule righty. And sometimes as a company to you for not, like sometimes they pretend that you are not working within those hours, but you they work. So when you let them know and they are still pretending as if you it be normal, say you go work within that those hours, then you have to go hard on them. So if it's you not picking up calls within those time, do them. Cause me, I remember when I was working yet again in the mining industry, because it's tough at that side, and that's the side I was mostly faced with. That if I close, I don't pick any calls. If it's weekend, I don't pick any calls, like work calls. I just they relax, rest. So I remember I started having issues with them because why, you know, they pick. And I'm like, yo, but that's my personal time. I even raised that in a meeting that, yo, I'm supposed to work for 8 hours. And if I'm to do any hours outside, that's my overtime. And with the overtime, it's dependent on the type of work. So if it's a must, like sometimes you for sacrifice those hours, but it doesn't mean that it be something I for do on the regular. You have to still seek for my permission in that case where I'm like, okay, I get time where I will feel work on that. And you are supposed to pay me for the overtime too. But then if you make it look like, no, it's not overtime, it's part of your work, that'd be where me, I will get issues with them. So basically sometimes you have to enforce those rules by making sure like they get that message. So you have to be strict about it. If you know they pick calls, I make you know pick them. And I had this issue with a friend of mine where sometimes when they call him like 2-3 times, I'm like, oh, they're my main fan. Then he picks up, then he realized that that's the same old story. Then they can't tell him, you can't office, can't work. Then at that point, too, he make them, you know, if he talk anything about them. Me, I set it, if you know, go, because definitely you get it if I implemented the hard way. Me not replying your messages outside work hours, definitely you know that too. If I can't office, then they can't blame me for that. Or because of that, you think you will sack me or something. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Where I was working, it's difficult for them to sack you on that basis because they work by the book. So if you go HR, they talk me, say, because I know they work within those hours. No, that'd be why they feel, say, I forgo. And we have that work ethic books where it shows the type of things maybe you do are they require this punishment or you for do this suspension. Like we have those books there, so I know what I have to do not to get involved in that HR convo. So definitely I know for a fact that me working within my those hours, non-working hours, I know say you know if you do Michelle about it. So no matter how they try to scare you, have to be strict about it that you within this time, I'm not picking any calls. Even with my phone, currently, it's on like sleep mode or so. So anything that comes, I don't see it. Notification, mentor, shit. You call, I no go here. You will call me, pepe, you will come, but I no go see shit. That be some of the things I put in place just to keep that personal space. So sometimes if you go with the soft way that you talking to them, letting them understand why you are doing it this way, and they still try to pretend or make it look like you still for work within those hours, that's where you enforce those strict rules where within this hours you know we pick, within this hours you dog anything work related, then you move.
Solid. Michael, what about you?
For me, right, it's very difficult for me to actually say that, okay, this is like how I am setting the boundaries, right, or this is how I want to go about it. Because for me, I'm a very like quiet person. If on a weekend, maybe like there's work and then I don't have anything planned and then there's work, I'll just decide to do it. But then again, too, what happens when the people, for you guys, right? You see, you guys work like remotely, so you have everyone elsewhere. But then in situations where the people that you work with are like your friends, maybe all of you stay in the same community, you both go out, do things together and everything, right? So sometimes it's actually difficult to tell when they are calling you about work and when they are calling you to hang out or something. So sometimes there are times where I'll have to pick up the call just because I don't know if it's work or if it's not about work. But I think this year, I did something that I didn't even notice that I was doing. I just started having it as like random conversations, right? Like, oh, Charlie, bro, right now, man, this weekend, I'm not sure if I will like work or hey, this weekend, I just go like sleep, watch movies. You were like just having those random conversations and even maybe like tweeting about it at, oh, Charlie, I just don't feel like working today. Today, maybe I just want to watch movies. I want to do this. I want to do that. Right. Because like, it's just very casual. They, even though me, I think it's casual outside work, they still see it. And then it lets them know that, okay, for maybe today, this, that, I'm not necessarily in the mood to work. So if they're going to reach out to me, it'll have to be something that's urgent or important, right? So for me, I try to do it very, very informal and not necessarily be like, okay, one-on-one, we are sitting down, we are having a conversation. This is it. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm not doing and all that, right? For me, it's very informal and casual the way I go about it.
Okay. Samuel, how do you communicate this whole boundaries thing to the people you're working with?
Yeah, so I think I kind of touched on that in my last submission. But again, so I typically just take advantage of their tools, right? So if it's Teams, if it's Slack, whatever, if you go to the settings, they have features where you can set notifications, the times you want to receive notifications and whatnot. I take advantage of that. So automatically communicates to the other people if they want to message me, because really that's the only way you can message me, because me, I've taken out that whole WhatsApp thing. That whole WhatsApp or having my number thing. So that's the only way you can reach me. So I take advantage of those features. My password, that's one of the things I did. I set to not receive any notifications on weekends. So that was when the issues started coming up, right? Because me, I won't even see it to think whether I should reply or I shouldn't reply. When I open Teams on Monday, that's when I see the messages and then I reply there. Or when I open it on the next working day. Right, so me, I typically just use the tools, set the notifications, when I'm available, when I'm not available. So you know when I'm available, and if you still want to message me when I'm not available, when you clearly know it's a non-working hour too, then that one, you know, you should know that you did it. But yeah, that's how I typically do. But I mean, then again too, it's also the company you're in, the culture in the company is also very important, because no matter what you do, whether you set it or not, if they are going to make it a big deal, they are going to make it a big deal, right? And they can even use it as an excuse to get rid of you if they want to. I mean, it's good that in Jeffrey's case, he had an HR, like a functioning HR, that meant he was sort of shielded. So people can't just make up excuses to make him look bad, right? Just to get rid of him. So his case is good. But in some other companies too, where the HR system is practically non-existent, then I mean, you can just again look at your situation and make your decision whether you want to stay or want to leave. Because no matter what you do, no matter how you set the boundary, how you communicate it, even communicating self can maybe worsen the case that, oh, please don't text me on Sunday, don't call me at 8 p.m. You are even worsen the case. So yeah, you just have to understand your context and see how best to go about it, right? Because me, I know for where I used to work, they like had a consistent meeting where they set the meeting after working hours, like from 6 to 8. I mean, you know what, they bust my mind. You know when you open Teams, right? You see Teams, there's a section where it clearly shows you like from 8 to 5 p.m. like the working hours. If you open your Teams calendar, they see that section and then go and set the meeting after that section. Me, that would bust my mind. And it's not like it's a one-time thing. It's like consistent recurring meeting every week, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Bro, Charlie, I stress. I thank God, say, I don't have to deal with that thing again. I stress, bro. Anyway. But yeah, you just have to see the context you are in and know how you can manage it, because that thing can really fuck you up. And then if it fucks you up, bro, if it fucks up your mental health, there's nothing you can do that you feel like you are doing your best work or...
True.
You lose your vim, you lose your confidence, you lose everything, bro, Charlie. Like, they are basically controlling your life. So if you need to leave, It's better. No matter what you... It's okay. It's like, I enter different
space. Righty, they get in the zone.
It's okay. Yeah, I've answered your question. It's okay.
So, the mental health thing. So, the previous place that I had to work, then they use Discord. Do you know, as I resigned from another place, I deleted Discord and everything. And then, one time I had to join the community, I had to download Discord. As I opened Discord, my heart literally beats. I was like, what is this? Like, then my heart, so that thing, they really goofy fuck you up. Because I opened Discord and it's just with the company. Like, it just became my mind inside. Like, it was really, really serious. So this whole setting boundaries thing is very, very important. Like someone said, not every working environment would understand it easily. Like some people can lay you off just because you are trying to set boundaries to say, oh, I don't work on weekends and all that. You need to understand where you are working and then find a good way to communicate that to them. Someone, yeah, sure.
Wait, first of all, I don't know if it be your bed with by this time them they make noise. I don't know. Or yeah. Be who in bed?
If this thing, the witch from my wood inside.
Hey, 12:50 a.m. Reagan.
It not be easy. No,
no wonder if you church boy, cause Charlie will be strong.
You will be strong.
Hey, okay, yo. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, the Discord thing you talk, it'd be very true. Because at some point, then, teams, like, it really, they give me trauma. Yo, maybe that's not a talk. It'd be like, I never talk for anywhere. It really, they give me trauma. Right? Because anytime I hear that team's ringtone, I don't know what it'd be like then. It'd give me some PTSD. Guy, like, at some point, we go, where well, the I didn't, then, the one of my colleagues for that, I'd be like, we go, them as. There, I mean, we wake up, it was a Sunday, we go bed there, wake up. Where's some guy? One of like some other, one of my guys. He get call on a Sunday, but I hear that team's ringtone. Well, then I bed, I turn up, then I ball. Like, I really vex. Say, why you, first of all, why you they pick call on a Sunday, and why you don't put your phone on vibration, you make I hear this tone, right? So, as I join this new. Like the where I am now, right? When I realized they use Teams, the first thing I did when I joined, I changed the Teams ringtone to a different ringtone because I didn't want that to hear that thing again, and then it traumatized me. Cause yo, I legit get panic attack before about that thing. But it was that bad. That's why the talk say if you for safeguard your mental health, because that'd be like one of the most important things you cannot afford to lose. For safeguard it. So yeah, that's thing you talk
about. Me till date safe. I know they use this call like that because even right now if I open myself, like I just go vex, my heart go start a bit and like I'm wondering, Charlie, this pool really had effect on me in the last 1 year because boy, I remember one time, so every lead had a PA, right? And I remember one time I was not well. I couldn't even wake up, like I didn't even know how to explain. I was in school, so I was in bed the whole day, and my PA tried reaching me, and when she reached me, I told her, oh, I'm not well, so I'll not be able to work today. Then she communicated that to them, to their management and all that, and that was around like 11 a.m., 12 there. Then later that evening, they called me to complain. Why? Because I couldn't communicate earlier on. And I was like, bro, like, I was not well. I couldn't even wake up to take my phone. And how is the fact that I'm not well, I mean, a problem, you understand? So you realize that this people really know they care about your health like that. They just want you to be available. So that thing really worried me. That thing really worried me, Charlie. So this whole setting boundaries and communication things at work is really, really important. I think we'll end here. If anybody has anything to add, I'm hinting some more.
Oh no, me, I'll be cool. I think it's very important to set like the boundary right when you join. It's fine, maybe you didn't. You've not experienced that thing before, so you just it's something you need to experience some things to better understand it. So you have to maybe you have to go through that experience, but maybe listening to us, you need to know that it's very important to set that precedence that people should not be messaging you at certain times and whatnot, right? And then yeah, if their company doesn't take it well, maybe you should advise yourself, and you should also like there are clear signs when you are going through the interview process. That's one thing people tend to overlook. It's not just about them, like, doing you a favor, giving you a job. You should also make sure that where you're going, it's somewhere very good for you, Ibab. So pay attention to during the interview process. Find the right questions to ask. Because these things usually come up, but we tend to just overlook it. Right? And just safeguard your mental health. Because once your mental health is fucked up, no matter how good you are, you will feel like shit. You won't be able to do anything.
Michael, how about you?
It'd be the same thing, some talk, right? If you go find ways to, like, plug the way you want, the way you like to work, how you set your boundaries and everything during the interview stage, please try. But if you can't, too, and then at least maybe you're afraid that if you try to bring it up during the interview, maybe no one get a job, right? You cool down, you enter inside that, then you try, you let them know that, okay, maybe like this is how you like to work. Maybe on the weekends you do XYZ. So if there's any work available, and maybe they don't even tell you like beforehand, you may not be able to jump on the work or something, right? So you just like find way, you just sweet talk it like once you get in, if you can't do it before, and then you let them know and see how both of you can actually collaborate in terms of how you can set your boundaries at work. If you try and they don't understand, right, there's always an option. You can always walk away. So yeah.
Nice advice.
But don't listen to me, I beg, please. Don't listen to me and then walk away from your job.
Listen to him, walk away. Why are you?
Yo, you go hung die.
Right, right. Yeah, disclaimer. Everybody talking on it. Disclaimer.
It's important.
If I go there, then somebody go tag me and say, oh, Charlie, hey, let's see me go quitting job.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that's it for today's episode on setting boundaries at work. Like we've all said, just find a good way to communicate. You can make use of the tools as well, like Charlie.
Boy,
Jaguno,
so
I know they understand it. Okay, you make a continue. You can make use of some of the tools. I mean, all this working tools, Slack, Discord, Teams, they all have ways to kind of turn on notifications. Slack has a way for you to set yourself active or sleeping, any status you want to put there, but just find a good way to maintain that work-life balance and Charlie, making it work on weekends, give some company. If you're tired, then go hire a new person. All right, we'll catch you in the next one. Social media handles, follow us on Instagram as The Design Junkies Podcast, on Twitter, the same thing, right? And for our personal social media,
LinkedIn to the other bag. LinkedIn, make no forget
yes,
that one.
And LinkedIn too, please. The same thing. The Design Junkies, THE Design, DSGN Junkies, JUNKIES. You will feel fine on our profiles, Charlie. Yeah,